Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 10th of May. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we have presented a full range of other policy choices that they can make.
Israel vows to stand alone as US threatens to stop supplying weapons, and our housing crisis is strangling Ireland's competitiveness. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Benjamin Netanyahu says if necessary, Israel will stand alone against Hamas after the US threatened to stop sending weapons to its ally. US President Joe Biden says America would halt offensive arms supplies if Israel pushes ahead with the ground invasion of Rafah. More than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering in the city in southern Gaza. Matthew Miller from the US State Department says Washington is urging Israel to avoid a full-scale operation.
We have presented a full range of other policy choices that they can make that we think would achieve the goal of dismantling Hamas and choking off the Hamas battalions that remain in Rafah without further endangering civilians there.
Meanwhile, UNICEF says Gaza needs fuel to move life-saving supplies, including medicine and water, urgently. The aid agency says the situation is dire and lost time will soon become lost lives. UNICEF Executive Director Peter Power says the lives of children and their families need fuel now.
The real problem at the moment is the fact that Israel has blocked all fuel from coming over the border at Rafah for the last 4 days, and fuel is running dangerously low now. Fuel is what powers the trucks to distribute humanitarian aid. It's what powers the generators for hospitals. It's what powers the incubators to keep babies alive.
The housing market is strangling Ireland's competitiveness. The National Competitiveness and Productivity Council says the lack of homes and high prices to buy or rent is now a significant concern. The NCPC says addressing the shortage of workers is crucial as the lack of housing is a risk to sustainable growth and people's well-being. The council's chair, Dr. Frances Ruan, says the situation needs to change.
So I think, the main problem is that we haven't built enough housing for the population we have of people who want to live in the country at the moment. And as a result of the shortage of housing, house prices went up. The intention of government is to increase housing supply so that would put downward pressure on housing prices. But the reality is that hasn't worked.
A man in his 20s has been killed in a scrambler bike crash in Dublin. It happened in Blanchardstown yesterday. Cliona O'Dwyer has the details.
The scrambler bike crashed on the Fibblestown Road, Castahini, at around 10 past 2 yesterday afternoon. The driver, a man in his 20s, was pronounced dead at the scene. The road was closed for a time and has since reopened after a technical examination was carried out by forensic collision investigators. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward. Any road users with camera footage who were travelling in the Fibblestown Road area between 1:45pm and 2:15pm yesterday are being asked to make it available to Gardaí.
Israel's Eurovision entry is qualified for Saturday's final. 20-year-old Eden Gullen was booed in rehearsals. There were some cheers on semi-final night itself, but reports inside the venue in Malmo suggest that some people left their seats. Earlier, Swedish police estimated up to 12,000 protesters marched outside, setting off smoke canisters in the colour of the Palestinian flag.
Israel is a part of the competition and we think that's wrong.
Palestinian is horrible. What's happening just now in Gaza, children, women, everyone are dying.
Donald Trump has called the judge in his hush money trial a disgrace after he refused to throw out the case for a second time. His lawyers called Stormy Daniels' evidence prejudicial. In court, the defense accused the former porn star of trying to profit from their alleged affair. Sky's US correspondent James Matthews is in New York.
They spoke about how she'd been a porn star and was in the business of making phony movies. The suggestion was that that's what she had done in the case of her liaison with the former president. Her answer to that was, look, if it wasn't untrue, I would have written it a lot better.
We're set for the hottest day of the year so far. Met Aaron says temperatures could hit 23 degrees with dry conditions and sunny spells. The northern part of the country will be the warmest, while it'll be cooler near the south coast. In entertainment news, Hailey and Justin Bieber are expecting their first child. She announced her pregnancy by cradling her baby bump in footage from an apparent vow renewal, having married in New York in 2018. Kim Kardashian and model Gigi Hadid have been among those congratulating the couple. And in sport, in soccer, Dublin's Aviva will host Bayer Leverkusen and Atalanta in the Europa League final a week on Wednesday. Bayer expended their incredible unbeaten run to 49 matches with an injury time equaliser in their 2-2 draw at home to Roma. The Bundesliga's champions won the tie 4-2 on aggregate. Atalanta will be playing a first European final in their history with last night's 3-0 win at home to Marseille, securing a 4-1 aggregate victory. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.